and ever, amen. You want to sing that in church?
You know where I sing forever and ever, amen?
Where?
With Randy Travis.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How does that, I don't know how that song sounds.
Hold on. I think I have it.
I'm talking foolish.
Okay.
Wow, how does that go?
It goes like this.
Until the day that I die, oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as the wind setting talks about the weather. Come on, Dougie.
As long as the women setting talks about the
weather.
I'm only oldie goodie goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records.
Isn't it funny that we look at Randy Travis as classic country now?
He is classic country.
There's a classic country show on in Boston on the country station on Sunday morning, and I find myself, if I'm out and about in my truck, listening and liking.
But reminds me, is it classic country or is it like oldies country?
Oldies country.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What's
like
the difference?
Cash.
I love me some cash.
Randy Travis.
The stuff that was around in the 60s when I was a disc jockey playing country music and I learned about country music. Remember, at WTTF, I had my first job. The manager said, what do you know about country music? I said, ask me a question. Well, fortunately, he didn't know anything about it either, so he couldn't ask me. They just had a show on at night and they needed a host for $2 an hour. So I was the host. Of the double
$2 an hour
roundup, $2 an hour. And I'm down. I'm kind of back to that now. It's really
funny how everything goes full circle.
It goes around and around and around. Yeah. No barriers today, however, to your success. I have met somebody who is extraordinarily mindful of success. And it's a good thing. And I say met, we all meet people and they all have an impact on us. Hopefully, those of us who are here on this side of the microphone, that being Jennifer and Richie and me, we are able to help you in some way, shape, or form have a better day. That, to me, is success. I just try to get you to overcome whatever doubt you have about your ability to have a good day. And it happens with a lot of people. They wake up grumpy. They don't want to go to work. Everything is over. Summertime, we're going to fall. It's the death of everything. You can hear people saying all of these things that are counterintuitive because all that stuff does is bring you down. When in fact, what you want is to bring yourself up or to have somebody help you overcome any doubts at all that you may have about your ability. And by the way, I'm not perfect at this. I have the same foibles and stuff that you do. Richie, we all do. We all fall into
absolutely
these things that we need a little help sometimes in bringing ourselves out. Think about what you have accomplished. If you have children, look at those children and see if they aren't the greatest thing that you have accomplished. Or if you don't have children, what is there
look
about
at your cat.
Friend?
Just what I do often.
Right. I'm not sure that's one of your great accomplishments, but there are so many great things that you have done, Jennifer.
Kitty.
Yeah, okay, so she's a nice kitty. Whatever. So, possibilities. That's really kind of what
I
this
heard
is
something this morning.
About. Yeah.
Don't let yesterday ruin today.
Yeah.
Yep. Isn't that cool?
Very good.
I like it.
And that, by the way, applies to our whole theme this week of September 11th, going forward and not going backward. You have life. Live it. Don't be afraid of it. I'm sorry Uri wasn't here today because I'm all sort of charged up on this, and he's great at helping us all live our lives because it is worth living. I remember as a kid, my mother used to listen to a show. I don't know. I couldn't imagine knowing my mother as, you know, I grew up to understand her in the years that she had anyway. She listened to this show called Life is Worth Living. It was done by Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, who I believe was the archdiocese of, he was the vicar of Buffalo, New York or something. But I remember that show. I do. And it was all about creating things that would help you. This sort of thing has been going on probably since man has been able to communicate. Because man has had his problems.
Yeah, we're freaks. Are you kidding? Come on.
Right, yeah. And so as a result, I say mankind. I mean man. I mean men and
I
women.
Mean men.
Yeah, yeah. Men, 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 men. Whether, when does that show come back on? Everything's starting
now. A couple
now.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually,
you
I might
think
even watch
get
it
mega
myself.
Ratings, do you?
Ah,
I'm
going to
totally watch
get?
It the first time. Everybody
yeah.
in the world
Everybody's
will be
gonna
watching.
Everybody's going to watch it. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So think about prosperity. Think about what you want. Think about what you think holds you back. If you see yourself as broke, guess what?
You're
That's
broke.
Exactly what you're going to be. If I see myself making $2 an hour, there it is, Richie. I'm down at $2 an hour.
I can afford you at that rate.
As you.
Me too. Barely.
Get to work.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And one of the things that my job entails is bringing Jennifer around to our Facebook postings. Yesterday, we did box office business. It was a box office bonanza on collectibles. Things
we did.
That we have. We started this by talking about, it was the Michael Jackson glove, but something else got me off.
It was Andy Rooney.
Oh, it was Andy Rooney talking about collectibles. Yes, yes.
You ever wonder why I have all this old junk?
Yeah. And that's exactly how he said it, too,
yeah,
by the way.
I can imagine, yeah.
All right, so
what is that?
What did you come up with?
Okay, I'm heading over there right
Speaking
now.
Speaking of collections,
got...
I've been collecting these eyebrows for about 90 years.
Speaking of collections, you owe me money, Richie.
Collection. Hey, that's what Tim Bain collects. Tim Bain collects money.
Really?
Thomas says he collects shot glasses. John says speeding tickets, which is probably not a great thing. Elizabeth Ward said she collects Jack Russells. Michelle says coins from around the world, especially the old ones. Brian Douglas... He collects radio station promotional items. I kind of think we should send him something.
Oh, that's fun.
Janet Matson said Santas and thimbles. Stacey Aree said all things Disney. Ken Mullen said memories.
Aww.
He's so full of it.
You're going to have to help me out with this one. Tom Connolly said Sonny Block show tapes. Do you know who Sonny Block is?
Send a note back to Tom.
Okay.
Tell him... That Sonny is where he belongs.
Okay. Right. Jeff Comstock says autographs. Nancy James says miniature clocks. That's cute.
Tom Connolly was you, Richie, before you.
Fed records.
Yeah. Tom Connolly.
Janice Parks.
There are two Tom Connollys in my
like,
broadcast. Hold on a second. I got to tell this story. There are two Tom Connollys in my broadcast.
Who's the KTSM Tom Connolly, right?
KTSM in El Paso is run by a program director named Tom Connolly, with whom I had worked here in Framingham eons ago, and he has since retired. And then there was Tom Connolly, who was my you when I was down in Florida at the networkers headquartered in Tampa. And he's a wonderful guy as well. I don't, you know, it's fun how we sort of keep in touch with some of these characters. And Nathan is another one. Nathan Dressler, who worked here for a while. Is in touch very much.
He's a character.
Oh, my God, is he a character.
He's a character, right out of Central Broadcasting, as you'd like to say.
Ed McMahon said when he came to the farm and saw Edgar, who is my farm guy, it looked like he was a character right out of Central Casting. And Nathan, exactly the same, right out of Central Casting.
100%.
And Nathan, if you're listening, that's a warm, loving comment.
If you're looking for Jersey, we got him.
excuse me, Jennifer.
Okay.
Yes.
Back to me in
what
the
else?
Studio.
And now back to you in the studio. Yes.
Janice Parks says bulldog statues.
Whoa, where are they?
Like
I
want to
see some of those. Yes.
Chris Allen says keychains, empty beer bottles of favorite beers.
Really?
Oh, I like that.
Colleen
well.
Silva says the new currency, new quarters, and money from around the world.
How about those presidential coins there, baby?
I have some of those. I told you.
Uh-huh.
Buck Buchanan has shrunken heads.
Great.
Tom Betts says spaghetti Western music CDs. And Kim Vanderlyn says books.
That sounds cool. Spaghetti Western music and CDs.
Yeah.
Right. Who would have thunk that?
Cool,
that's
huh?
That's really pretty. Yeah, that's very interesting.
It's
Thank
fun
you.
To see what people collect.
It is.
I like it.
Yeah.
Interesting conversation on a friend's Facebook post this morning where she posted last night, starting to think all reality shows are scripted. And then a lot of posts. And then I said, one of the comments, is like, I don't know if it's so much scripted as they are edited to be whatever it is. But then I started to say, isn't posting our lives and daily struggles here on Facebook
same thing,
kind of a reality show?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And she came back and said, very true, but we do our own editing.
That's true.
So, I mean, has Facebook kind of taken over as a reality show?
For some.
Yeah.
I think so.
Connection.
I think the most
a lot of people are so starving
yeah.
for connections and friends.
And right? That's what reality shows get people.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Their reality. Hey, can you imagine Jersey? What is it called?
Jersey Shore. Oh, I just caught up on it last night.
Ah, please. Are you an energetic, happy sort?
Yes.
Does everybody love you?
Pick
are you loved? And are you loved? And are you a lover? If
yes.
you answered yes to all those things, you don't need to listen to me for the next 60 seconds.
Okay, goodbye.
If you answered no to some of those things, especially the men folk, here is a risk-free trial of something that will help you be the things I just described. It is Ageless Male. Yes, you heard me say a risk-free trial of Ageless Male is yours now simply by calling 800-864-4031. That's all you have to do. Increase your testosterone level by 61%. That really will do amazing things for you. You say, oh, come on, how can that? Listen, you can find out risk-free, as I said. Call 800-864-4031. Energy, a great outlook, healthy in all respects. You can try Ageless Male risk-free, nothing to lose. If you're a man who's noticed changes and you don't like them, you're moody, you have no interest in the opposite sex, you are getting fat and lazy, call 800-864-4031. Do you think I've been a good motivator with that, Richie?
Absolutely.
Right? Ageless Male, risk-free trial. Get up off of your you-know-what and do something about your miserable life. 800-864-4031.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication.
It's time to fire the phone guy.
Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation.
That's Cudatel.com.
Coming up on the Good Day program, a music quiz. Matter of fact, was it after 20 after? Yeah, I can do this. On this date in 1970, the first solo hit for George Harrison. And it was a problem for him because apparently he plagiarized the words. What's the name of the song?
Got it.
800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Note who this is?
Yep.
The first note, and you get it from 64.
Baby's good for me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine.
And you know what I love about this, Richie?
What?
You have found the original version. That's, can you tell by listening?
Of course.
To the guitar is not finessed electronically. Crank this up. How can you not love this stuff? My God.
Ah.
Goosebumps.
You know, it's funny because when you look at rock and roll history and some of the great guitar players,
yeah,
George Harrison does not come up on that list because he wasn't doing screaming fast leads or jamming hard bar chords.
He was just making it all happen.
But this song is a song that got me to respect him as a guitar player. Because
really?
This lick right here.
Yeah.
Tricky. I mean, it's, you know, once you practice it through and everything, you get it. But sitting down to figure it out, I was like, wow.
Music, an important part of our lives. We acknowledge that every day here on Good Day. With usually we have 4, 5, 6 songs we play some snippets from that all mean something. Now, we're not trying to jam that all into one piece of the pie here, but with a reference to this song, which was number one during this date in 19 this week in 64, I Feel Fine by the Beatles. I think it was the number three. Could have been the third or fourth number one song, but it's in that original group of the music that was so fantastic, and the stuff that I love, if you will, about the Beatles is from 64, 65, like in there, 63. Okay, so let's fast forward a little bit to this date in 1970, when George Harrison, Richie, no hints on this.
No, I know.
George Harrison was number one with a big, it was his first solo hit, as a matter of fact. First solo hit for George Harrison. And because the song sounded as it did, it got the attention of a group of musicians who'd had a hit with a song that sounded like that about 5 years before. And so it went to court, and 5 years later, he was found guilty of plagiarizing. So, the question for all the marbles, if you will, or some of our free e-food, or you have some Doug Steffen paraphernalia, whichever you'd prefer, please identify the song that was number one on the state in 1970 from George Harrison. It was his first solo hit. And if you want extra credit, 2 prizes, you'll tell us what the song is that at the time, allegedly, but then he was found guilty, he did, and I guess he admitted to it, to plagiarizing somewhat. Okay? So what's the song George Harrison had as number one during the state this week in 1970? If you please, 800-510-8255. That song, by the way, moved this song out of first place. This had been, for a month, the number one tune in the country during the early part of September 1970. This was from a movie. A bigger tearjerker you would never, ever, ever find. And even maybe to today, you wouldn't find a bigger tearjerker than this, right?
Did you cry during this?
I did.
Even
Ryan O'Neill.
Old Yeller?
No.
Old Yeller.
Really?
This is the theme by Francis Lai, the French orchestra conductor. Ryan O'Neill and Ray Milland.
Bambi.
We're the stars of
Right Down Like a Little Girl and Bambi.
Story. I have goosebumps listening to this, too. It's interesting what music does for you and how it puts things into a very real perspective. My God, this was a sad, sad, sad movie. All right, so anyway, that was number one before I get knocked out by the Harrison tune. You got to identify the Harrison tune. That's coming up next on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger. On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
O'Reilly. Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brand you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes.
Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries.
Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
After the hour,
on the good day,
show. This is a program.
You like
show.
This one?
Because I don't have my. We don't have somehow or other our connection, so we can't be streaming live video today, Richie.
We cannot.
What a disaster!
You cry.
No. All right. So here's what we're doing. We're sort of going back to 1970. And with that, there were two songs that, one that represented a movie that was just tragic, and it was called Love Story. The theme from that was number one, had been for 4 weeks. They were just bumped out by a song, which you'll hear after we identify it. That was the first solo hit for George Harrison. It was kind of controversial because he stole a lot of the feel for the movie, for the music from another song. Before that, we had played a song from the Beatles that was number one during this week in 1964, I Feel Fine. And Richard Charles McFadden has found some trivialized information which could be of interest and importance to you.
As I like to do sometimes during the breaks, is I'll read the wiki page about a particular song that, you know, is important in our history.
Yeah.
And I found out that that lick that they play here in the Beatles' I Feel Fine influenced a song that's very popular with today's generation.
Cool,
a theme from Friends?
Yes. I dug with that.
Get ready.
The Rembrandts. Get your clap hands ready. Ready?
Go!
I did it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There you go. Right. 25 before the hour. But little things intrigue us. Isn't it amazing?
They make me happy. Yes. When Rich was playing this on the break and we didn't clap, I made him go back so we could clap.
But isn't that cool how...
You can't not do that.
How you learn... I love learning the history of songs and good just knowing you. That fun little Rembrandt song comes from the Beatles' I Feel Fine riff. Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. It's something people will hold with them until their dying breath. Welcome to another great American day. Here's Grace in Salt Lake City. Hi, Grace.
Yes, I give the right answer, Love Story.
You gave the right answer, a love story. No, that was not. That was not an answer to a question. I was telling the story of Love Story because it was the song that was bumped out by the song which we need to identify, which you unfortunately did not. But I'm appreciative of your call. Thank you. And you're all so excited. I hate to send her away. I don't like that word, hate. We wouldn't want to send her away unhappy, Richie, right? Can we do something?
No, we have to give her something.
Oh,
okay. Hold on just a second. All right. She had the wrong answer, though. Why are we rewarding? This is like school. My son is the second honor roll of the third grade at Frittleby Junior High School. So what?
Stupid sportsmanship awards.
Right, exactly.
Just teasing. Those are very important, kids.
Of course they are. All right, let's see here. Here's Margaret in Montgomery County, New York. Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
How are you today?
Great.
That's good. You sound wonderful. How are you? How are you normally? Are you normally this wonderful?
I guess so. I don't know. Ask my husband.
I'm asking you. I don't want to ask you.
We'd rather ask your boyfriend, Margaret.
Yeah. Tell us about your boyfriend. All right. Listen to that sigh.
It's complicated.
It is complicated. All right. So what's the song, Margaret, that we're trying to identify here?
I believe the name is My Sweet Lord, and the other song that it was copied was He's My Guy.
You're almost right on the second one. The song that he copied, that he plagiarized, is He's So Fine by the Chiffons.
Oh, that's right.
But you know what? We found last year we had a lot of fun with Coldplay and a song that Joe Satriani says Coldplay guys ripped off from him. And then we did a lot of research, and we found about 15 songs that all sounded the same.
Yeah, but bottom line, you can look this up on YouTube, and there are comparisons of the Satriani Coldplay song, and then they say, but what about this song?
Yeah.
And this song?
And then what about that song? And the next song?
And there are literally 15 to 20 songs that all have the same rhythm.
Yeah. So anyway, so much for exclusivity, except Harrison had to pay, or he was alive then, had to pay the chiffons, or the person who wrote the song, I think, $1 million or $5 million or something.
A lot of money.
It was a lot of money. You're right, Margaret. All right, I can't give you a lot of money, but I can give you love, and I can give you some Doug Steffen stuff. How's that for a deal?
Sounds good.
And I don't want you to share any of it with your husband. I want it to be all yours. All right?
Okay.
All right, Margaret, hold on just a second. Here's the song from the Chiffons, this great, great, great pop hit from 1963. Richie, does it say there? Yeah, my memory is 64 at the latest.
I'm going to think you're right, but let me look here real quick.
Lang, do lang, do lang. All right, Jennifer, you can join the singers. Do lang, do lang. How is it? Do lang, do lang, do lang.
In the spring of 1963. Do lang,
do lang. I can't shy away forever.
Wow, where's my buzzer?
Not music. Well, except there is. Yeah. There it is. Videos of the day at DougSteffen.com. Wow. We've had some pretty good ones here of late. Check out the official trailer for The Economics of Happiness. Did you know this is really... when Phil and I were talking, Phil Limpert, who's our supermarket guru, and I were talking about this on the air, the tuna that's caught in the United States... Listen to this story.
Okay.
Listen to this. The story is the extrapolation expounded on at DougSteffen.com. The tuna caught off the coast of the United States gets shipped to Japan to be processed and then shipped back to America to be sold at the supermarket. Did you know that?
Wow. No, I did not know that.
Tuna fish caught off the coast of America gets shipped to Japan, is processed and canned, and sent back to America. That's the craziest. That story is in one of our Video of the Day boxes at DougSteffen.com. Let's see here. There is some pretty amazing and scary amateur video of a tornado touching down in Amsterdam, New York last week, which is compelling and there for you to view. lady said she didn't expect to be. It turned out kind of interesting because she is was sort of a tornado chaser, but she got too close to the storm. She didn't get hurt. But it is, you want to, and this is a tornado last week in New York. Don't have tornadoes usually at this time of year, except that they become throw-offs of hurricanes. And this was a throw-off from the storm Irene. And there's another, what's it called, Katla? What's the name of that storm?
Katia or something.
Yeah, no, is it?
Katia?
Katia, that's it. Yeah. Whipping toward
Bermuda.
Is everything
okay? I hear dogs barking and you pausing. Are
yeah,
you,
what's going
do
on?
Do we need to call somebody?
No, I was... Nah. Charlotte's just yelling at somebody. About
okay.
Okay, another video. I'm just... I think that we have things that are of value here. I'm not sure I always spend as much time talking about them as I ought to. Eileen in Oklahoma City, listener to the program, sent in a video last week featuring a bulldog named Gus. This is absolutely hysterical. If you have not seen this video, Gus, I'll give you a play-by-play. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Let's hear it.
All right. Gus and one of his pals outside playing around. And there's a, you know how those little plastic swimming pools that you get for, you know, little babies
those little
and
kitty
stuff?
Ones,
right? Yeah, right. They're pool? 4 feet wide. They're made out of plastic. So Gus sees this pool and wants to bring it in the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he drags it over to the back door, but it doesn't fit until he figures out how to dump it out, and then it fits into the house. He pulls it into the back door. It is absolutely hysterical. Not, you know, obviously, I have my love for bulldogs anyway, and people seem to find out there are more bulldogs. I get pictures every day from somebody who's listening to the program sending me some picture about a bulldog someplace, or a video, as in this case. So it really is very cool.
If you're going to highlight videos, you got to go two videos past that one and see the amazing trick golf shots.
Yes, that's
this guy
good one
still
too.
Blows me away, yeah. What he can do with a golf club and a golf ball. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. He's very, 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 that's clever. And Phil Lempert, every day, he's probably the most prolific of all of our contributors, save Dr. Ken. I guess, I think if I were to enumerate the ones who are most prolific, that is, contribute the most material to help you out at DougStefan.com. Ken would be first, and Phil would be second. And then Roberta, when she's here, which is, you know, who knows.
Now you're going to cause all these fights.
I know. Right. Drama, drama.
Yeah.
Now Dr. Jack's going to be calling.
I know.
Hurry's going to say, Doug, I thought I was number one.
Number one.
And really, yeah. What origin are we? Chopped liver here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
chopped liver. He could be, but you because you don't contribute in that way. These are people who are contributors
fine.
Versus co-hosts, all right? Now, as a matter of fact, one of those things, I have time for one of these before we get to Dr. Ken. This is something else that Phil and I were talking. Actually, Phil and Ken and I were talking with you about all of the foodborne illnesses. Did you know that 80%... of the 76 million cases of food sickness last year in this country, 76 million cases of food sickness last year were all experienced at home because people were cooking food at home that was like mine, only they don't have a stomach for it. People get sick at home more than any place else. And at home, isn't it your job to safeguard
sure.
your food? It's not the FDA, it's not the government. It's your job to do that. So just be careful, because there is, I'm looking at something that is focused sort of on home food safety, sanitation habits, things that we take for granted. So here is something that's kind of crazy, and maybe we ask Ken about this a little bit, how we are so crazy about protecting our children from getting germs on their hands, and yet we feed them we feed them crud. Some of the stuff that you buy that is around, or the stuff that's in your refrigerator, oof.
Yep.
It's just, and it's not from the local producer either. It's not from the local guy. Never is there a problem with the local guy. It's always stuff that you get from these big, giant agribusinesses.
We went to a farmer's market. Sean and I tried to go to a surf shop Sunday morning.
Yeah.
To buy him something for his skateboard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that this surf shop was in the old town part of our county. And it was right next to a farmer's market. So we walked over to the farmer's market before we went into the surf shop. And they had there was a produce guy there.
Yeah.
Produce guy.
Right.
And he was selling these honey something apples.
Honeycrisp
apples.
Yeah.
And they had samples, you know, so you take a toothpick and, you know, and the guy had four or five apples cut up into chunks or whatever. Well, before I turn around, Sean must have downed about two apples.
Really?
Of these things. I'm like, are you telling me you want to buy a few of these Honeycrisp apples? Like, yeah, Daddy, these are good.
Yeah. They are good. All right.
Good stuff.
That's cute.
Speaking of good, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here in a moment with some factors that may be risk to your getting diabetes. You need to know that to improve your life. 60 seconds away is Dr. Ken.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Amy McCready, founder and editor of PositiveParentingSolutions.com and author of If I Have to Tell You One More Time, offers advice on how to stay connected with kids, all while trying to keep up with busy schedules.
As a busy mom, I found the Droid 3 by Motorola has everything I need to stay connected and on top of everyone's schedules, whether I'm at home, at work, or shuttling kids from one activity to the next.
Amy says that having a face-to-face conversation with your kids goes a long way in effective communications, but know that, unfortunately, it's not always possible while traveling for work.
One of the great things about the Droid 3 by Motorola is that after a busy day of conference calls and meetings, I can use my Droid 3 to video chat with my kids.
Droid 3 by Motorola delivers what you need to get through your busy schedules. No matter where your day takes you, work, home, or somewhere in between, the Droid 3 by Motorola gives you what you need to be productive and stay in touch. Visit Motorola.com for more information.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
All right, so Dr. Ken seems to have gotten himself washed out. He's on his way to the hospital, and as is often the case with cell phones, especially in Central Florida, phones in general in Florida suck.
Oh, yeah.
But
absolutely.
Cell phones are awful. So he calls, okay,
All I heard was,
I'm on my way to save lives.
Yeah, that was what we heard.
Right.
How can you argue with that, though?
Yeah.
Pull over, stop the car.
Yeah, right. Some guy's dying in the hospital, and we need you on the radio. I don't think so. But if Ken were here, he would tell you about the anti-aging cream that we talk about frequently. It's called Tautinol. Tautinol reduces the appearance of fine lines. You know, Richie, this would be good for you and your face. Jennifer doesn't need it, but you could
use
this.
Well, aging, I'm getting a little wrinkly around the eyes.
When you lost the weight, and that brings that stuff out in you. Aging is inevitable. It's not like it was bad, but you want to look your best. You want to look younger. Why not? The choices are the Hollywood way or our way. We like the Tautinol way here because there's no surgery, no injections, no chemicals. There's Tautinol, a safe age-erasing miracle created by an award-winning cosmetic doctor. You can get your sample by calling 800-291-2584. As a matter of fact, tell me listening to Dr. Ken, you get two at the regular price, one free, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you're trying this risk-free Tautinol, 800-291-2584. Look your best. 800-291-2584.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TransEquityResearch.com. 100% independent, TransEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TRENDSEquityResearch.com today. TransEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Good movie music. We seem to often reference Top Gun. I don't know why. And it's usually about the star or the movie itself. The song.
It's awesome, that's why.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah, Take My Breath Away. This is a group called Berlin.
Yep.
From the movie Top Gun. Number one during this week in 1986. 25 years ago, Chucker. 25 years ago.
That makes you about want to scream.
Sure does. Okay, so
that song certainly was a hit. I remember that being
a big time song. Yep. All right, so I'm going to test people a little differently today because we were talking earlier about a movie that was big in 1970, and my reference to it, it was really a tearjerker. And so what I want to know is this is going to be kind of like instant recall. Those of you who are listening intently to our conversation about the movie and the music that came from the movie, 1970, during this week in 70, the song was number one on the radio, and the movie was number one. If you can name the movie swell and at least one of the stars, that'd be cool as well. Let's see how well you do with that without any hint other than the recall of what we were talking about on the program about a half hour ago.
So if you weren't listening to the program a half hour ago,
you're screwed.
Yeah.
Right. Basically. Good luck. So, good luck. 800.
Can we at least play the song again?
So nope. No.
It feels like Regis and Kelly.
Yeah. Right.
Instant oh, yeah, the day before. Yes, yeah. That's exactly what it's like.
800-510. Somebody will get it. 800-510-8255. I want to pay people for paying attention to what we're doing here. You will pay off the people who pay attention to what's going on here. It's simple, easy. It's how it works. Chuck Curry is the movie guy here on the Good Day program. And we have three movies opening on this date in 1996. I was trying to remember any and all of them. I just saw this and thought to myself, you know what? How many movies get introduced and we all just kind of forget about them. We never, Bogus, for example, Whoopi Goldberg, Gerard Depardieu, and Haley Joel Osment. You remember that movie, Chucker? No.
I do. I think, what was the name of it?
Bogus, B-O-G-U-S, Bogus.
Nah.
No, I don't.
Right. Remember. Here's another one. Same day, 1996, Damon Wayans, Adam Sandler, James Ferrantino, James Caan in Bulletproof.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah, it's one of Sandler's weaker films.
I don't remember it.
Don't remember
well,
it.
A lot of people think all the films are weak, but that was weak.
All right, yeah, here's like one them. Also came out this date, 1996. Sweet Nothing with Michael Imperioli and Mira Sorvino. Remember that one?
No, do not.
So there we go.
We're striking out big time.
I was sure one of those movies would be like one of my all-time favorite movies ever.
Yeah. It's amazing.
You know what's interesting about her, Mira Sorvino? She won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in the Woody Allen movie.
Right.
And then she made a few movies after that, but her career really petered out.
Yeah. Nothing going on.
Which tells you that it's really a hard business to survive in long term. It is. I mean, that's the numbers speak for themselves. But, you know, maybe 10% of the actors who have, you know, some notoriety lasts for a decade.
Right. All right. So how do we do this weekend in terms of box office success? Anything surprising?
Not really surprising. The Help was number one, 4 weeks of release, number one at the box office. This film performs extremely well, $19 million over the weekend, Labor Day weekend, $123 million in 4 weeks of release. Pretty good on a budget for just $25 million. It's a big profit. The Debt, an espionage thriller geared to a more sophisticated crowd, which means it's playing in a lot of art houses. Open number two, $14.4 million. It stars Helen Mirren and Tom Wilkinson. The horror movie Apollo 18 plays third, opening to a week $10.7 million in business. Shark Knight 3D, Doug, had little bite, just $10.3 million, plays fourth. And Rise of the Planet of the Apes, this one's done very well, much better than most people expected. It's a high-quality movie, one of the best, I think, of the summer.
You and your damn date movies.
No, it's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
Yeah, yeah. You,
if there's a monkey in it, Chuck's all over it.
Chuck's all happy to have the monkey.
It's
monkey see, monkey do.
Tim Burton's remake 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's
wow.
Really good.
So there were no real surprises here, right?
Not really. You
I
know,
gotta tell you, my wife and I were looking through the paper to see if we could find something really interesting.
Nothing.
It really wasn't.
Zero. There's nothing around that I'm interested in.
I kind of wanted to go see the ape movie. She was like, nah, pass.
See them ape movie.
Yeah.
Apes don't live in Brazil. Or Columbia, either.
All right.
Ron, what's the name of that movie we were talking about?
I'd say Love Story.
Love Story is correctamundo. That is it. You know who starred in it?
Ryan O'Neal and Ray
Milland. Yeah, right. And who else was in it?
Well, I thought it was...